You know, as Hawaii residents reflect on this past year under the pandemic, HPR's Ku'uwei Hiraishi joins us with a snapshot of how COVID-19 has impacted some of the island's most remote and rural communities. Good morning, Ku'uwei.
Good morning, Catherine. You know, it was just around a year ago today that we were beginning to see some of our more rural communities growing concerned over the possibility of COVID-19 creeping in to their communities. And I recall on Molokai, residents were organizing protests at the Ho'olehua Airport, urging government officials to suspend incoming travel, unknowing the limits of their island's healthcare system, right? So on Molokai, they've got one hospital to serve upwards of 7,000 residents. And so that limitation on healthcare access is something that has persisted throughout the pandemic. But luckily, in the end, the island tallied just 33 COVID-19 cases. Ho'olehua resident and mother of three, Kui Adolfo, spent the last year adapting to working from home while guiding her kids through virtual learning. She says the experience really brought a newfound sense of solidarity to a tight-knit Molokai resident. Here's Adolfo.
I see that in my small community, and I also see, like, we all keeping an eye on each other, you know, coconut wireless, neighborhood watch style. We see things that are not of the norm. We're already talking about it. We're discussing it on Facebook. We're making it known. Everybody pretty much knows what's going on.
One of the lingering frustrations for some in remote and rural communities like Kau, for example, on Hawaii Island, is the equity and resource allocations, right? So when it comes to COVID-19 tests and vaccinations and PPE, oftentimes a lot of the resources tend to focus on more populated areas. So Hilo, Kona, areas close to transportation hubs where it can easily be delivered. And so Jesse Marks, the executive director of the Kau Rural Health Community Association, that this is an issue that coming out of the pandemic is something she really wants to see resolved. Here's Mark.
We, you know, we deserve the same treatment as our counterparts in the urban cities. And these are the kinds of things that I have to advocate for. Why should I have to advocate?
You can really hear the frustration in her voice. Marks has been a community health care worker in Kau for more than 20 years and has spent the last year really trying to leverage every community connection she has to bring some of those resources to Pahala, to Waiohinu, and Ocean View. Kau, the district, has got about tallied 91 COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, which is a lot, but it is spread out over a big, large, rugged terrain there in Kau, 900 square miles and some 9,000 residents, also with only one hospital, right? So this past year under the pandemic, I think it also took a toll on small town businesses, so local businesses in these communities, with the reduction in the amount of tourists coming through. These businesses have had to rely on local residents. So Ed Justice, the owner of Toxbury Bookstore in Hanapepe on Kauai, says that actually turned out to be something, a plus, to have residents coming in to their shop during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's Justice.
We've managed to streamline the business as absolutely much as possible. We I've been getting a lot more of our secondhand stock and vintage and rare stuff on the floor. And there's been a lot more residents who've been discovering us during this time. So I'm really, in a way, I'm kind of grateful for that. It's interesting, and I'm fascinated to see how the reopening will go. You know, I'm grateful that we got the vaccines happening. And as long as we can continue to maintain everything responsibly, then we should be able to get over this hump and get back to some normalcy.
That normalcy, we'll see how that goes. Kauai has sort of maintained this health first, tourist later approach to its management of COVID-19 on the island. And as Justice mentioned, the county is gearing up to fully reopen to tourists come April 5th.
And you talked about, you know, vaccines. You know, we heard that Kauai is lowering the eligibility of the age limits on the vaccines just because, you know, they've got doses and they want to get them into people's arms. We heard on the Big Island that they've lowered it, I think, to like 50, age 50. So, you know, there's a big concerted effort to try and make sure that some of these communities get vaccinated as soon as they can, particularly like, you know, remote areas too. Like, you know, you mentioned Molokai, and I recall the day that they started to vaccinate the residents of that remote settlement.
Right. And the response from the community in wanting to get that vaccination and move forward has been something we've been seeing in rural communities as well. Jesse Marks over in Kau had mentioned that when they had a mass vaccination clinic, they had an overwhelming response from community members who really wanted to get involved and become part of the solution, because vaccinations right now is quite possibly the biggest game changer for these communities. It'll allow them to open up more safely, but also for them to continue to be part of the community.
You know, well, I think just as we reflect on this past year, it is, you know, pretty remarkable when you look to see in places like, you know, Lanai, right, where they had zero cases. And then it was brought in, I think, by an exempt employee. And same thing with Kalaupapa. You know, the settlement was shut down. That county was shut down to outsiders. But, you know, I think there were still folks that were allowed to go back and forth, either the postal workers or the park service workers. And, you know, somehow it got in. And the concern is that those areas, those rural, remote areas, don't have the medical facilities that, you know, here in Honolulu, residents can have access to.
Right. And I think that moving forward, these communities will be looking to shore up their local healthcare workforces and finding resources to long-term invest in something that will allow them to weather a future pandemic, because we know this will not be the last.
No, and then as we get more doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that I know the neighbor islands are getting, I think, most of the first doses because of the refrigeration issues. You know, and unfortunately, we lost a number of doses there on Maui this week. So, yeah, every dose is precious. And, you know, we want to make sure that those high-risk residents in these remote areas, you know, get a chance at protecting themselves. But thank you so much, Kuvehi.
Thank you.
We have been talking to HPR's Kuvehi Hirishi. To read her stories online, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.